and welcome to another edition of In House. I'm your host, Jeremy Peterson, kicking off another week today, and a great show coming up, a whole lot of great new rock and roll to get to. As we get to the brand new release from Robert Pollard, of course, the former frontman for Guided by Voices, now out doing the solo thing from A Compound Eye, as his brand new release came out last week. And in true Pollard form, it's 26 tracks, 70 plus minutes, and he pretty much writes songs like most of us breathe. You cannot contain him. And he's back with a new collection. We'll get to that music from Robert Pollard today on the show. Also, new music from Destroyer, one of the more anticipated releases of the year, is Destroyer's Rubies. It's coming out in February. We'll get to a track from that one as well. Also hear from a band called The Metal Hearts with their debut full-length on the way. We'll hear from that one, as well as new stuff from The Lilies, The M's, and more. It's a lot of great rock on the way today. Stay tuned. Also on the show today, the latest music from The Strokes, and also get to some more from 2 Elliott from Portland, the upcoming tribute album featuring all Portland bands to the late, great Elliott Smith. With Robert Pollard coming up today, I thought we'd start it off with something from his old band, in fact, one from their final release out in 2004, Half Smiles of the Decomposed. They are, of course, Guided by Voices. It's Girls of Wild Strawberry. Lots of great things coming up today, and in the middle of it all, Robert Pollard's new release. Of course, he's the former frontman of Guided by Voices. Before that, former Dayton, Ohio grade school teacher, and pretty much has a place in indie rock lore now, and he's set off on a solo career. His new release is called From a Compound Eye. Not actually his first solo album, but first since the band breaking up. We'll get to music from that one today, as well as new stuff from a lot of things coming up soon. A new album from The M's out of Chicago. We'll hear from that one, as well as one from Destroyer. That's Dan Bihar, who is also part of the New Pornographers. So lots of great music to get to, and we'll start the set off with something a bit older from Built to Spill. Of course, Boise's own Built to Spill, the band rumored to be back later in the year with their first new release in 5 years as Built to Spill. This one goes back to Keep It Like a Secret.
Thank you. shines, and a man looking over the bridge, like he'd done so many times, thinking about how to stay out of trouble's way. I'm flying to fall away from you all. It's over, division day.
Music there from a band from out of Portland called We Are Telephone. That's another one from the To Elliot from Portland tribute album upcoming to Elliot Smith. That's out on Expunged Records. Rogue Wave right before that, Bird on a Wire, the opener from Descended Like Vultures, going back to last year. And Built to Spill, Else, the tune from Keep It Like a Secret, going back to 1999. Of course, from Boise, and they're still in Boise, and they have their next full-length out later in the year, their first in 5 years. Well, a brand new album on the way, actually the full-length debut from a band called The Metal Hearts. They're out of Baltimore, and the debut album is called Socialize, out soon on Suicide Squeeze Records. The Metal Hearts, this is the title track. Thank you.
So she lies. So she lies. So she lies. So she lies.
Brand new things there from February releases. Those are The Lilies, a band that never really seems to sound like the same band from album to album. With Candy is the song from Everything Imaginary is Wrong, due out soon from them. And Metal Hearts right before Socialize is the title track from their debut full length, also out in February on Suicide Squeeze. You're in-house, and of course, for more on us and more on all the artists you hear, find us online. It's inhouseradio.blogspot.com. Free MP3s for download, as well as links, concert listings, all kinds of other stuff. InhouseRadio.blogspot.com. From A Compound to I is the new release from Robert Pollard. We get to music from that when we come back in-house.
Additional funding for KISU programming comes from Drs. Clark Allen and Scott Honeycutt, board-certified neurosurgeons at the Spine Center. Scheduling for Eastern Idaho locations in Idaho Falls, Blackfoot, and Pocatello. Available at 233-8344.
House now. From A Compound to I is the new release from Robert Pollard, former frontman of Guided by Voices, who of course were one of the Most notable bands in the beginning of the, well, I guess what you'd call the indie rock era, beginning in the early 90s with their noted lo-fi sound. That band no more, but Pollard soldiering on. And there's two things he seems to do very well. One of them is write songs, the second is drink. But we'll focus on the prior for our purposes here today. And this is roughly, I guess, his eighth solo album, although it's kind of hard to tell. He releases so many things under different names, box sets. It's kind of all over the place, but From a Compound Eye, roughly his eighth release, but first since the breakup of the band. So we get to From a Compound Eye from Robert Pollard today on the show. We start with this one. It's U.S. Mustard Company.
Far too many pieces make the puzzle absurd. All of it competes when you can't hear a word. In the situation where you're pressed and annoyed, headed for a climax you wish to avoid. If you never think about changing the view, then happily believe what I'm saying to you. If you may consider there is work to be done, readily accept I can turn you on. Progress, even though
Two there from Robert Pollard from A Compound Eye, his brand new solo release. Not a far cry from Guided by Voices, but still, that one tending to more the Kinks side of late 60s Britpop, whereas Guided by Voices always kind of mined the Who side of things. But Dancing Girls and Dancing Man, the name of that song. And U.S. Mustard Company right before from Pollard, who, as I said, never seems to limit his output, and in true fashion has released a double album called From a Compound Eye. 26 tracks, 70-plus minutes in all. He's also touring in support of the album beginning in February across the country. Here's one more now from a Compound Eye. It's Love is Stronger Than Witchcraft.
My bread, and they chewed and they swallowed, and they hand in hand with the beggar boys down the street. Well, we talked all night and I felt very tired, so I lay down and I looked at the fire, and I thought about nothing at all. And then in the morning I was up at dawn. We talked to the people who wanted to hide us, nothing they said then could ever divide us. Walking hand in hand with the beggar boys down the street.
Music from Elf Power, Walking with the Beggar Boys, the title track from the most recent release from the band going back just about a couple of years. And the last of three from Robert Poward right before, a tune called Love is Stronger Than Witchcraft. The last of three there from A Compound Eye, his new solo release out on Merge Records. You're in-house, of course, the best way to reach us, the email address, inhouseradio@gmail.com. Reach us there with your questions, comments, requests, criticisms, anything like that, inhouseradio@gmail.com. When we come back, upcoming music from Destroyer. Back now, and a lot of good things coming out on Merge Records, the North Carolina-based label as of late. They've also got the upcoming release from Destroyer, the band out of Canada, led by Dan Behar. In fact, he pretty much is the band, but of note, he's also a member of the New Pornographers. Always somewhat odd, but very interesting and compelling music coming out of him with Destroyer, and they're back with Destroyer's Rubies, which drops in February. Here's one from it, this one called European Oils.
Made a tumor for all the incompatible cells I could take, and I brought bells to the wake, and you didn't mind shedding your beautiful European blood. As I screamed death to the murderers we plumbed all our lives. with faces and eyes was a dominant theme in a number of places. You didn't mind mixing your beautiful European oils for a still life. Oh, Candace, we should have run for our lives. All the incompatible cells I could take and die. I brought bells to the wake and you didn't mind shedding your beautiful European blood. As I scream death to the red ridge, we plug all our lives. Desperate measures. I wanted you, I wanted these treasures. We'll be right back.
Couple more brand new things there for you. That's the M's out of Chicago. Plan of the Man comes from Future Women, their future album. It's out in February. And Destroyer right before, European Oils from Rubies. As I said, another one of the really more anticipated releases of the year. Dan Bihar, the leader of Destroyer. We heard the tune European Oils. This is Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks.
Visible body, feel no shame. Luck is love is on. If you need the pain, well, you are, yes, you are so much like me. Seasons change, nothing lasts for long. Except the earth and the mountains, so learn to sing along and languish here. Help me languish here. Help me languish here. Help me languish here. It was long.
Back and away. Oh, I got something I wanna tell you.
It's new music from The Strokes, You Only Live Once, comes from First Impressions of Earth. Right before we heard from Spoon, The Infinite Pet, of course, from last year's Gimme Fiction, and Stephen Malkmus and The Jicks starting off that set. Also going back to last year, a tune called Freeze the Saints. That's going to close out another edition of the show. Underwriting support for In-House comes from Port Nefali Brewing. Now jumping in and jumping out is their current brewer special, White Rabbit Porter, dark yet refreshing with a surprising twist of white chocolate. It's now on tap for a limited time at 615 South First Avenue here in Pocatello. The show's an independent production produced at the studios of KISU. My name is Jeremy Peterson. Join me same time, same house tomorrow. Stay tuned next for The World.